This recording, Zacatecas 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duck Street town. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in her mirror, and watched her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kite, and headed for work. When she got there, her was a woman with a ghost waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that each ghost began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The ghost is owner Mary Harrison kept calling comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and harsh, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried generally tracking the ghost's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated either. Her efforts were not fruitful. In no time, the ghost began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold into coma and give her a relaxing bed. Once Sarah had managed to bed the ghost, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her in her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that Beth is diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that requires her to measure out a lot of medications. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for course. And I'm come from Mexico. I grew up in a ranch, and I was a very happy little girl. I would always play with my chickens and my pigs and my baby cows, and I love the ranch. I like the way that we live in there. It's hard, but it's very peaceful. I used to like to ride the horse and run around the ranch with my horse, and I was happy little girl. My family was my father and his brother, and my brothers were musicians. My brother liked to play the trumpet. My father the drums, and my father loves to sing. Me too. I like to sing a lot. I don't know how to sing, but I love to sing. Music makes me very happy because I come from a musician. My father always sing and dance. So all my family, we like music, and we love each other a lot. We help each time that we were needing to help. And we work hard all together. My mother, she always was watching by hand. And I don't like iron clothes. And whenever I do something wrong, it's the job that she gave me for the day. Iron clothes. And I hate it. I don't like it.